Joining us today, we have Kristen Wyatt with the Associated Press and Ed Seelover with the Denver Business Journal. The revenue forecast recently came out, and it's a lot better than many lawmakers were projecting. Ed, talk about how that may shape the budget debate, and what are we talking about here?
Well, what we're talking about here is a forecast that shows they expect to have $1.1 billion more to spend next year in the general fund, which is the part of the budget that lawmakers essentially have control over. And that sounds like it should be a heyday for everyone. But believe it or not, it's not. And there's a couple reasons why. The Joint Budget Committee, the small but powerful committee that puts the budget together each year, really would like to give 3% pay raises to state employees and 3% reimbursement rate raises to all Medicaid providers in the state. That's going to eat up a big chunk of that $1.1 billion right there. The other thing that's interesting is that for the first time in as long as anyone can remember, there are a lot of tax break bills going through this year. This isn't the general tax necessarily that you as the average Colorado citizen will see a break on, but it's targeted at specific industries and specific goals. Tax breaks that can help the space industry, the biogas industry, brownfield redevelopment. They're looking to give tax breaks that will help all businesses that have less than $25,000 worth of personal property or equipment that they're taxed on. They're looking to give tax breaks to companies that can bring jobs here. All of these are now competing against each other, against education funding, against raise funding, and against funding for child care credits.
And I think the biggest ticket item on this big list is education, and that's where a lot of the most intense fighting is. Schools were cut about $1 billion with a B during the recession. A lot of educators say, pour it back on. We need a lot of money. All of this should go to kids. But they're competing against a lot of other interests.
Do you think this budget debate might be slightly different in the sense we're going to have more intra-party violence? Because sometimes the budget debate does fall along partisan lines.
Absolutely. And when it falls along partisan lines, it's actually a pretty boring debate because the party with more members wins. But this year, it's going to have to be about what do you consider the most important. Now, House Speaker Mark Ferrandino and Senate President Morgan Carroll have both said they have the same rough priorities: education, economic security, flood and fire recovery. Education is going to take up a big chunk of the budget, though, and the question is, how much do you put into it? There are a couple education backers, especially on the Democratic Party, who want to put almost all of this $1.1 billion towards education. And some people are going to say, no, we have a lot of other priorities. The other issue is going to be, how do you define economic security? Is that just helping out people in getting affordable housing and helping out people pay for childcare, as several bills going through are? Or does that extend to other things? There's a bill going through that would pay half the costs of internships for companies in the advanced industries. These are companies in places like aerospace and bioscience. Is that economic security, or will people say that's corporate welfare? We're already seeing that debate right now.
Another big question mark that we have never had. We have a brand new industry that has recreational pot, and estimates vary all over the map on how much lawmakers are going to be able to spend from that, how much that will produce, how volatile it will be. Within the parties, there are huge disagreements over how to spend what lawmakers will be able to control.
Well, it'll definitely be an interesting next few weeks. Thanks to both of you. That was Kristen Wyatt with the Associated Press, Ed Seelover with the Denver Business Journal. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver, and you've been listening to Capital Conversation.